this morning to see if he could ease my pain. He said I was heading for a mental ball. Only had my love life to blame. I got on an elevator train. Can do. I told him that I was lonesome and that I was losing you. And he helped me to make up my mind. Guess what I'm gonna do? Never let you break my heart. No, 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 no. Never let you break my heart. No, 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 no. Baby, no. You just try to tear me apart and make me look bad.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I've been joined by Graham Silvio this week.
Hello.
And we've been playing a selection of soul, doo-wop, a little bit of funk, blues.
A lot of stuff from Detroit.
Yes, a lot of Detroit music.
Yeah.
A lot of obscure tracks. A lot of this stuff you can't find, really, in the digital world.
No, yeah.
It's not on streaming services.
No. Yeah. Yeah, and you should, if you donate to CJAM, if you value that, consider, call in. The number in... No,
it's not Pledge Drive.
It's not Pledge Drive.
No, it's regular programming.
So. Oh, okay.
But hey, if you want to donate, you still can.
You still can.
Pledge Drive's coming up in November. So
right.
You're getting a little ahead of yourself there, but that's okay.
That's true.
He's just excited.
I'm revved up.
You're excited. Funny guy. We ended off that set with a relatively obscure Barrett Strong song. This comes from the B-side to the Yes, No, Maybe So single from 1960. We heard You Knows What to Do.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that, we heard a couple of obscure tracks from this really wonderful series called The Jerk Boom Bam. And basically what it is, it's 10 volumes of obscure soul and, as they say, greasy R&B music. We heard a pair of tracks.
So much music, too. Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah, a lot. All different bands, obscure bands, never heard of them.
We heard McKinley Mitchell before that. And we heard the song You're Not Gonna Break My Heart from The Jerk Boom Band 2.
Yeah.
Prior to that, we heard music from The Gems. That's what they put erasers on pencils for.
Which is a crazy song.
I picked it mostly because of the song title.
Right.
But also because it is a really cool kind of like soul type song.
Yeah.
That comes from Volume 3. Prior to that, we heard music from Booker T and the MGs from their classic Green Onions album, which celebrated its 60th anniversary this year and got a reissue from the Rhino Music record label. And you can get that if you like. We heard the track Behave Yourself.
Yeah.
Before that, we heard some
nice slow bluesy track.
Yeah.
Yeah. We heard some Detroit Emeralds, mm-hmm. Do Me Right, and Long Live the King. Do Me Right is the title track to their to that album, and then I think Long Live the King is from You Want It, You Got It.
I didn't put where it was from there.
It doesn't matter. In any case, yeah, both great songs. Love the Detroit Emeralds. Really sort of like a great sounding band. Great example of Detroit soul in the 1960s and into the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We also heard the Fantastic Four, the Lost Motown album, and Take Him Back If It Makes You Happy, followed by Man in Love. We got that off of a compilation called Best of the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Yeah.
And really great stuff there. You know, that just about does it for this week's episode.
Yeah.
Thanks again for joining me, Graham.
And, my pleasure.
Mark Casbon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency on Revolution Rock. Hopefully Adam will be here this week, next week. And we're going to end off with another really cool Detroit artist that's perhaps not as well known.
Yeah, Terry Collier is... he's not a Detroit artist. He's
okay.
Originally from Chicago. And I love Terry Collier. He's just an amazing, very unique artist, blending folk... blues, jazz, soul, into one just sort of seamless, effortless soup. And he's really talented. I played with so many famous people. Gil Scott-Heron, George Benson. I think he toured with them, those two. He's just really, I think, underrated. Because especially his solo stuff that he produced in the 70s was critically acclaimed, but it did not chart at all. Not really.
Mm. That's too bad. But we're going to end off with one of his longer tracks.
Yeah, this is You're Going to Find Your Candy Man.
All
right. Or You're Going to Miss Your Candy Man, excuse me.
You're Going to Miss Your Candy
From What Color Is Love.
And perhaps I should put the correct song in the playlist. Yeah. Actually, no.
Yeah, we're listening to it now.
We're listening to it in the background. So you know what? We're going to hear it again. So we're just going to lead into the song with the song, which is,
yes,
I believe, what radio professionals call a error.
Yeah.
But let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency. On CJAM FM.
Mm-hmm. Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.